Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a simple 808 and turning it into something with real jungle and old school drum and bass attitude. Not just a sub hit, not just a kick, a rewind-worthy drop weapon. We're going to color the tail so it feels deep, gritty, controlled, and loud enough to survive busy breaks without turning the whole mix to mud. And just to be clear, this is a mixing lesson, not a sound design from scratch lesson. So we're starting with a decent 808 sample and shaping it using stock Ableton Live 12 devices only. The goal is that classic feeling, weight in the low end, harmonics you can actually hear on smaller speakers, and enough character that when the drop lands, people feel it. First thing, choose the right 808 source. You want a sample with a clear tail and not too much click at the front. A clean 808 kick, an 808 bass hit, or a sine-like one shot works great. If it sounds super trap style and clicky, it can still work, but you'll need more shaping to make it fit the jungle vibe. For now, drag it onto an audio track so you can hear the tail clearly and make fast decisions. Now think about the groove. In old school inspired DNB, the tail should feel intentional, not endless. Try placing the 808 right on beat 1 of a bar and let it ring with a controlled decay. A good starting point is around 1 bar of tail, then shorten it or lengthen it depending on the track. If it goes on too long, it'll blur the breakbeat and step on the bass line. If it's too short, you lose that huge drop feeling. A nice arrangement trick is to use the 808 as a drop marker. First bar, the big hit. Second bar, the breaks and bass enter. Third bar, variation. Fourth bar, maybe a rewind stop or a little delay moment. That contrast is what makes the 808 feel massive. Let's start shaping it with EQ8. Put EQ8 first in the chain. Usually, I don't want to high pass an 808 if it's acting as the sub source, because that's the whole foundation. But I do want to remove boxiness and mud. Listen around the 200 to 500 Hz area. If the tail feels cloudy or congested, make a gentle wide cut there. Maybe 2 to 4 dB. The trick here is to clean without thinning it out. In drum and bass, the sub often needs to stay simple and strong. If the 808 is fighting with a Reese or another bass layer, don't just EQ it in isolation. Also think about shortening the sustain or sidechaining the other bass out of the way. Next comes the fun part, saturator. Put it after EQ8. This is where the tail starts to get audible on more systems and gets that grimy, rewind-friendly texture. Start with a small drive amount, maybe plus 2 to plus 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not just making it louder by accident. What you're really after is harmonic content. That's the stuff that helps the 808 show up on laptop speakers, phones, and club systems, especially when the breakbeats are dense. If the tail disappears outside of your monitors, it's often because it's too sub-only. A little saturation fixes that faster than just cranking the volume. After that, add drum bus. This is a very Ableton kind of move and it works brilliantly for jungle and old-school DNB. It gives you punch, a bit of dirt, and that slightly abused hardware feel. Start conservatively. A little drive, maybe 5 to 20%. Be careful with boom if the sub is already huge. Transient can help the hit speak a bit more at the front, and a tiny bit of crunch can give it classic grime. But the key word is subtle. If it suddenly starts sounding like a modern trap kick, back off. You want weight plus texture, not a different genre. Now control the dynamics with compressor or glue compressor. Put it after the distortion stages so the tail stays stable. A ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is a good starting point. Keep the attack somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the front still pops, and set the release around 80 to 200 milliseconds so it breathes with the decay. You're usually only aiming for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction, just enough to hold the body together. If you overcompress it, the hit goes flat and loses that dangerous drop energy. At the end of the chain, add utility. This is your low-end safety check. Keep the low frequencies centered. If needed, make the width zero or very narrow for the bass part of the sound. In DNB, mono low-end is not optional. It's what keeps the drop solid on club systems and stops the mix from smearing when the sub hits hard. If you want width, let the harmonics or parallel layer create it later. The real sub should stay focused in the middle. If the main chain sounds too polite, add a parallel layer. This is one of the best tricks for getting more color without wrecking the bottom end. Duplicate the 808 track. High pass the duplicate around 120 to 200 Hz, then add saturator, overdrive, or roar. Blend that quietly under the clean 808. What this does is keep the sub clean while adding a dirty, character-heavy top layer that reads better on small speakers. That's a very classic DNB move. Clean low end, Dirty mid-range personality. Once the tone is right, start thinking about movement. A rewind-worthy drop is usually about more than sound color. It's about motion and tension. Automate the saturator drive slightly into the drop. If you want the hit to open up, you can also automate a tiny bit of extra crunch on the first hit only, or add a short reverb send just before the drop for a sense of space. Another cool trick is to brighten the 808 very slightly at the start and then darken it as it decays. That creates a hit and fall shape that feels dramatic without overcomplicating things. Arrangement matters a lot here. The 808 tail should support the drop, not compete with it. One strong approach is to use it as a one-bar opener. Let it hit, then bring in the breakbeat on the next bar, then answer with a bass stab or fill. Then maybe a rewind cue or a filtered drum roll. If you're aiming for that old-school jungle energy, a big first hit can set the whole section up like a classic sample-based rave tune. And don't underestimate silence. Even a tiny gap before the 808 lands can make it feel way bigger than just turning it louder. A short beat of space gives the tail somewhere to drop into. Here's a practical way to test your progress. Solo the 808, then unsolo it with the drums. If it sounds great solo but disappears in context, add harmonics or make room by reducing competing low end. If it sounds huge in context but starts masking the break, shorten the decay or cut more low mids. Also, work at a lower monitoring level sometimes. If the 808 only feels massive when your monitors are loud, that's a hint that the low-end energy may be a little too much and the harmonics may not be doing enough work on their own. And as a sanity check, look at your waveform and meters, but don't let your eyes make the final decision. Trust the sound first. Let's talk common mistakes, because these are easy to run into. First, making the tail too long. It might sound amazing by itself, but in a DNB drop it can blur everything. Second, oversaturating the low end. Too much drive can destroy the sub and make the mix boomy or fuzzy. Third, leaving the 808 stereo. Wide low end is risky in club playback. Keep it centered. Fourth, forgetting the breakbeat. The 808 must work with the kick, the drums, and the bass line, not just impress on its own. And fifth, compressing too hard. If the hit loses life, ease off. If you want a more advanced approach, split the 808 into two jobs. One layer handles the clean sub, with EQ and utility to keep it mono and controlled. The other layer handles character, with high-pass filtering, saturation, drum bus, or roar. That separation makes it much easier to keep the bottom clean, while still getting nasty texture on top. You can also make the tail evolve through the arrangement. Cleaner in the intro, dirtier in the first drop, brighter or more aggressive in the second drop, then maybe more spacious in the breakdown return. That kind of progression makes the tune feel like it's opening up instead of looping on repeat. Another good detail is to compare against a reference break section. A proper jungle drop usually leaves room for the drums to shuffle and breathe. If your 808 tail is blocking that energy, it's too big or too busy. And if you want extra weight on small speakers, focus your character layer in the 120 to 250 Hz area, with a little bit of presence around 300 to 900 Hz if needed. You don't need much, just enough for translation. For your practice exercise, build a 4-bar phrase. Import a clean 808 one-shot, place it on beat 1 of bar 1, and build this chain. EQ8, saturator, drum bus, glue compressor, and utility. Cut a little mud around 300 Hz, at about plus 3 dB of saturator drive. Use a modest amount of drum bus drive. Keep the compressor gentle and center the low end. Then put a breakbeat underneath and a bass line or reese under bars 2 and 3. Listen for clashes. Tweak until the 808 tail feels big but the break still punches through. If you want a variation, add a parallel dirty layer or automate the saturator drive so the first hit is a little more intense. The big idea to remember is simple. Keep the sub solid, add harmonic color, and make the tail work with the breakbeat. That's how an 808 turns into a rewind-worthy drop element in jungle and old-school DNB. Heavy, musical, controlled, and just nasty enough to make the crowd want it again. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover script with pause cues, or a more energetic teacher on mic version for direct narration.